for the Richmond Art Museum in Richmond, Indiana, I'm Kate Jetmore. Today I'm joined by artist Kate Orr. Welcome, Kate.
Thank you so much, Kate. I'm so happy to be here.
The very first year you entered the Richmond Art Museum's annual exhibition, you won Best of Show. Tell us about the piece you created for the show and what it meant to win.
That was such an amazing experience and something I will never forget. It's actually the first Best of Show that I ever received as well. Mm. And so it just meant so much to me. And the piece was a drawing that I did called Pegasus. And it was very special drawing because for about 4 years, I kind of babysat for this family that I became very close to. They had four kids and I was there, or three kids at first, and then they had their fourth while I was with them. Mm-hmm. And this was their youngest daughter. And it's a drawing of her swinging and her eyes are closed. And it was just a candid moment as I was pushing her on the swings. She has this white blonde hair that's kind of like wispy curls. And she just is so sweet, so full of life and energy and joy that I just, you know, was taking a video of her. And then later when I was looking for references to draw from, then I thought of that video. And so I just did like a freeze frame or video capture, which is what I usually do for any of my paintings and drawings. Mm. That way I don't miss any second. I can kind of choose the exact moment that I want to capture. Mm-hmm. And so I picked that moment and really, really zoomed in on it. And for me, the materials I use, the process, the application, everything is part of telling the story. And so I wanted this story or the drawing to feel very warm and light and just this sense of weightlessness in the mark making, in her hair, in the movement, in everything, so that when people looked at it, they could feel a sense of that childlike joy and a sense of peace and delight and just all these, you know, all the warm, fuzzy feelings.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. It's interesting that you're speaking to the emotion because as you were describing your process, I was actually wondering, what is it that's so attractive to Kate about this particular image or this particular moment? And I wanted to ask you, are you sort of admiring the physical, or is it something that touches you emotionally that you then want to communicate to the viewer?
Ooh, that's such a good question. I think it would be both. You know, some of it is like physically, what am I seeing? What is actually happening? Mm-hmm. But also how it impacts me. And it really depends on what I'm going through at the time, kind of what's been on my mind or how my feelings have been, that tends to influence the stories that I'm drawn to and that I want to evoke in other people. But, you know, for me, I can have this idea of the feeling and the story that I want to portray. But what I love about art is that people come to it, and if you leave it open, you leave some questions unanswered, you leave some spaces without detail, you leave some marks raw, then people come to it and they connect with it. And they kind of receive it with their own experiences and whatever they're going through or feeling at the time. Mm. So it kind of all combines. I heard once that a portrait is threefold. It's a portrait of the subject, a portrait of the artist, and a portrait of the viewer. Mm. And I really agree with that. And I think it's such a beautiful concept.
It is, and it gives me chills just to hear you describe that. I've never heard that description before, but it feels so powerful. And it's also, as you said, threefold, which makes me think of a triangle, which is, I think, considered the strongest shape. So it's so, you know, resilient, you know, as a as a three, kind of like a three-legged stool, right? I'd love to know what that meant for you, what it was like for you when you were named Best in Show with that piece.
Oh my gosh, it was a very surreal experience. So I remember, you know, that was my first time entering Richmond, as you said, and I'd heard wonderful things about it, and that it was high quality of art. So many fine art exhibitions, it depends, but in my opinion, they can be somewhat inconsistent with the style of art they're bringing in, whether it really fits in the fine art mold. I think there's value and beauty in any form of art, of course, but within these galleries or museums, then I really appreciate seeing a high level of technique, and it's what I strive for. And so that's what I heard about Richmond, and that the people are wonderful. Both things proved to be very true. And so I was very excited to be a part of it. And I remember my mom came with me, and we arrived a little bit late, so we had to stand in the back by the doors. And they were calling out the names for each award. And I had gotten a call beforehand, you know, oh, just so you know, you may want to come to the ceremony. And we can't tell you anything, but we want you to be here. So I assumed, oh, I might be getting something. But as the names kept going, I thought, oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing. Did I make a mistake or misunderstand? And so kept waiting. I was like, did I miss it? Was I like the first, like, was it an honorable mention or something? And I was late, but it kept going. And then when they said Kate Orr, best of show, oh my gosh, I can't even describe how it felt. I was so grateful and it's so excited, and just, I couldn't even believe it. And then my friend Roy Boswell, who's an incredible artist and also an award winner in the show multiple years, that he was recording, and he took a video, and then like the next day he'd edited it and sent it to me of that moment and me walking up and shaking hands. And so that was so, so special.
Oh my goodness. Oh, it sounds like it was. And I'm so grateful for your description of that day and that moment, which was clearly very, very important in your life. As an active Indiana artist, you make a point of entering juried shows, not only throughout the state of Indiana, but across the country. Why are juried shows important to you as a young artist?
So I would say that juried shows are really important to me because art is so subjective that it is hard to get a good idea of my own growth as an artist. And that's something I've always wanted to do, wanted to challenge myself in, is to be constantly wanting to learn, constantly growing and improving. And so entering in a juried show, you know, it's a privilege even to get past acceptance, no matter what the show is. Mm-hmm. And so that alone, like I've still faced plenty of rejections every year. And so each one still means a lot to me when I get in, that the judges recognize something in it. And it's usually some skill and something deeper, something that touches them. Mm-hmm. And that means the world to me. And that's what I aim for in anybody who looks at my art, whether they have studied art for years in college or have, you know, a master's in art, anything like that, or the only exposure they've had to art is casual walks through museum or books. Mm-hmm. No matter what, I want them to be able to recognize a sense of technique and skill and to feel moved by it. And so that's a really big factor. Mm-hmm. Another big factor, and the reason that I enter these, is it gets my name out. So as artists, we have to kind of wear all the hats. And, you know, we're doing the work. There's nothing passive about the income that we receive.
Right.
So
right.
It is, you know, we're putting in the work to paint, to market, to take our, you know, paintings there. Most of the time, artists frame their own work, like everything. And it's such a privilege because you get to do what you love, of course. Mm-hmm. But with that, most artists, I think, would agree, we generally aren't business-minded. We're artistically minded. That's what we love, is the art. But we have to be, you know, our own CEO or, you know,
right,
somewhat of a business person, mm-hmm, to be able to make a living. Mm-hmm. And so I started art when I was about 14, just by going to library art shows and high school competitions. And I was so shy. I would keep my coat on the whole time and, you know, hardly talk to anybody. And then my mom told me, you know, Kate, that's your safety blanket. You got to take off your coat.
Oh.
And she was right. you go talk to people. You have to talk to people. But I was worried, oh, it feels like bragging. It feels so weird. Like, it feels so foreign to me.
Yeah.
But she really encouraged me.
Can you explain more about the context? Like, had you created art that was then being displayed at the library, or were they classes and you were participating as a student? Can you say more about what was happening?
Yeah, of course. So the library art shows, where it's a collection of artists in a library who bring in their work and they sell it themselves. And so usually sales go through the library, but you're standing with your work representing and selling. And so it could be a huge body of work or like five pieces. But at that time, I just brought drawings that I was doing. And so I had to talk to people, introduce myself, tell them about my work, and then people would buy. And so juried shows are also doing that. And one of the wonderful things about juried shows is that it's not only artists and jurors who are looking at those. It's collectors and gallery owners and curators. Lots of people tune into those to learn about new artists, to support them, to kind of see what's happening in the art community. And so I want to be a part of that. You know, I don't expect, you know, it's hard to say years from now who's going to be remembered or what work is going to last, but that doesn't matter to me quite as much as I want to be a part of what's happening now and pushing myself to, you know, go as far as I can, because this is somewhat taking a tangent, but I feel like it still ties in, that when I go to a museum and I'm looking at the pieces, these are just paintings. They're beautiful paintings. They're masterful paintings. And they've taken decades of experience most of the time for the artist to get to such a level. But they are paintings. It's paint on a surface. And so that is so inspiring to me. You know, people made those. And it's attainable if you work hard, if you love it. And so that's my mindset with my own career and my art, is I want to push myself as far as I can go, because I love it so much, and I'm grateful for the opportunities God has given me to pursue this as a career, to be a full-time artist. I didn't know any artists growing up, and so I just feel so grateful, and I want to use full advantage of that and take the gift God has given me and the opportunities God gives me and just sail on it. And hopefully, you know, the more that I do it, then the more people I can spread joy to, I can add through my art a sense of peace to their home, or a sense of companionship and beauty, and that I can also testify through my art. I always sign my name with SDG, Soli Deo Gloria, and so that's a kind of conversation opener for me. But I just really appreciate those juried shows and the opportunities that they provide, doors they open, and connections that they make, because I have met so many incredible artists through them and learned so much. I learned so much through entering those and seeing, like hearing the judges' feedback, seeing what else gets into the show and studying it, you know, what sets it apart from the others, what makes that one the best of show, what makes this one second, you know, trying to understand and learn.
Right. Well, you've mentioned quite a few different profiles or sort of types of people that you've met through these juried shows. I know you've also met many people who have ended up commissioning your work, namely local admirers in Richmond. What can you share about those projects, and what does that process tend to look like?
I'm so glad that you brought that up, because commissions have such a special place in my heart. And the people that I've met in Richmond are just so warm and wonderful, including you, even though you're not in Richmond right now. And
thank you.
I just been so grateful. So the first one that comes to mind is my friend Nicole. So she was one of the first people after I was, I think after the Best of Show then, and I kind of got into the Richmond art community, then Nicole reached out to me and wanted a commission of herself and her husband. And so she already had a photo of herself, and so that was a pretty straightforward process. I just had her send me the photo. You know, here's my size and pricing list, and you can choose one that works best for your budget and vision. And then kind of talk to her, you know, what are you wanting to express through this portrait, especially since it's of you. You know, she was commissioning one of herself and her husband. Yeah. So it was really important to me to paint her in a way that she sees herself. So asking her about that, you know, even do you want it to be soft in muted colors or soft pastel colors? Do you want it to be dramatic? Do you want it to be, you know, feel bold? What do you want it to feel like? And I did the same thing with her husband's portrait, but she didn't already have a photo picked out of her husband, so I was able to go to their home and take photos myself. And that is the best case scenario for any portrait, because then I'm getting to spend time with the person, see their micro expressions, their full anatomy in different lighting, at different angles, and just really understand how they look and who they are, how they express themselves. So we settled on this really cool pose for him that was like in the corner of their family room and next to a window. So window light is ideal for any portrait. It just sets it really well. It gives it good form and interest. And he was holding this book because he's a dentist, and so he's a very smart person, and he loves to read. And so we were kind of playing around with those things, and the colors complemented the colors in Nicole's painting. And so that was just so fun and special. And then it didn't even stop there. After I sent those pieces to them, I think they came and picked them up and framed them. Then later, Nicole commissioned me to paint her daughter's wedding. And so I was there at the wedding reception, you know, as they were taking photos before the ceremony. I was there taking the photos, and then I showed her, you know, a couple. These are the best ones. Which one do you like? And then during the reception, you know, painting there, and so just painting another kind of member of their family and capturing this next stage of their family dynamic was so cool.
Right.
And then this past year in 2025, her son was married. So now both their kids are married, and I wasn't able to go to his wedding, but I did receive some pictures from them afterwards that their photographer had taken, and they were so beautiful. And so I kind of advised them, you know, this one is going to, or kind of these three will translate best to painting, because it could be a beautiful photo, but it doesn't always translate well to a painting. So I kind of, you know, all these ones will be good. Which one is your favorite? And that one was so much fun to paint, so bright and dynamic. Their pose felt very natural and warm, but the movement through the composition, through her dress and the way her hand was out on his shoulder, was very romantic and fun. So I had so much fun with each painting. Each one felt very different, but it's so exciting. And it's, I just feel so grateful to be, you know, that they chose me to represent their family in that way, and through gifts to each other, through celebrating, you know, milestones and memories together, like something they'll always remember, that I get to be a part of that. That means so much to me, and I just want to do my best. So,
Well, Kate, thank you so much for giving us a little window into what it's like, you know, in your role as an artist and in your very specific role as Kate Orr artist, and how you experience the world and your work. Thank you so much for being here with me today.
Of course. Thank you so much, Kate.
For the Richmond Art Museum, this is Kate Jetmore.